James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Out with the old and in with the new, right? Well, what will the new year, 2021, hold for us?
We're to call on God for great things. We are to do them by faith, and we are to do them for His glory.
A new year is a time for new beginnings and exciting plans.
Let's look forward to 2021. This is a new year. We've seen how the Lord has guided us in the past. What are our plans as we see them now for 2021?
Discover a plan for a victorious 2021 on today's Truths That Transform. Well, Happy New Year, and welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. 2020 was a challenging year for all of us, but through it all, God has been faithful. On today's program, we will encourage you for the year ahead and share with you the exciting things coming up in 2021. Joining me is our own John Rabe. John, welcome. Always good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Frank. Happy New Year to you. It's an exciting year coming up in 2021, and we're going to talk about that. But it's also appropriate, you know, we sing Auld Lang Syne at New Year's. It's appropriate to look back as well. We've been noticing internally, and I think it's worth sharing with our viewers, how well the Lord has equipped us and prepared us to face the things that have come before us. 2020 showed that the Lord's hand has been with this ministry in so many ways. We'll get an idea for something and we'll put it together, and the next thing you know, that's what is in the culture, that's what's in the news. We can only really attribute it to the Lord, can't we?
We do. We have to work so far in advance to produce programs, especially any special emphasis program that requires a lot more on the creative and production side. And yet, every time we seem to agree to pursue a particular emphasis and the whole process unfolds, it seems to always hit at a time when as though the Lord has prepared the way.
And let's give a couple examples of that because, you know, we're not smart enough. Well, I won't speak for you, but I'm certainly not smart enough to figure this stuff out. And we just see the Spirit of God leading us. We have been, as a ministry, talking about the concerns about election integrity and having your vote stolen for several years now. This is not even something that we just began in 2020. We've been talking about it for years, but we saw the need for that material in 2020. What are some other ways that the Lord placed us just in the right place at the right time?
Well, John, about that specific issue, we published a book, Liberty at the Brink, How the Left is Stealing Your Vote. Just about every chapter in that book came to pass in the past election. And so, you know, we're not claiming some prescience, but we were just looking, reading the tea leaves, looking at the signs of the times, and wanting people to understand what was at risk. The same thing was true with our billionaire radical special exposing George Soros. We had a lot of hard work to do on that to bring that in for a landing in time to air it at the time slot we had chosen. And yet, when we were ready to air it, there was all these news items about Soros in the culture that really prepared the way for the billionaire radical special to air. And I might add, that special and the resources we produced was the most responded to program this ministry's had in at least 9 years. You know, John, there's this principle that as believers, we can get confused by looking too much at what we see God doing in the short run and not looking at what we see Him doing in the long run. And 2020 was a year, I think, where God was doing some long-run things that are going to continue to unfold in this current year and even in the next several years.
We've been continually amazed how the Lord has just guided us into the right issues at the right time. As you said, we couldn't necessarily see what would be happening months down the road, yet we were doing programs on socialism. We were doing programs on the Supreme Court, all of which turned out to be huge issues in 2020 and huge issues in the election. Of course, we cannot do that without the help of our viewers and our partners, and we'll talk more about that in a moment, but let's look forward to 2021. This is a new year. We've seen how the Lord has guided us in the past. What are our plans as we see them now for 2021?
Well, as you know, John, we just completed a couple of planning meetings to look at the first half of 2021 from a programming emphasis. And I know you're going to shake your head yes when I say this. I think we've got too many plans scheduled for 2021.
I agree.
I'm not sure we can pull it all off, but we have some exciting things in development, and not the least of which is a derivative program on the George Soros special, which will focus on how the evangelical left and even some parts of the middle of the road evangelicals are being influenced by Soros and his left-wing friends and taking money from them and starting to sing on their song sheet. So probably late in the first half, we will do a major special emphasis on how the left is stealing your church. The left has tried to steal your vote. They're trying to undermine and really marginalize and literally steal the influence of the church in the culture. And many other things that we have planned, a half a dozen specials we have planned, or special emphasis programs we have planned for the first half of the year.
We're also this year going to be looking at the issue of gender confusion. That's something that we were among the first to deal with, but so much has happened in the culture in the last few years. We're going to be doing a major program on that. What if Jesus had never been born? We look forward to in the second half of 2021 doing a major special on that. These are important emphases. They are close to what Dr. Kennedy's heart was. They're close to what's needed in the culture right now. But Frank, of course, we cannot do this without the Lord's help and without the help of our donors and partners.
John, as you and I have looked at these things together in our Facebook Live broadcast, for example, and gone through issue after issue, one thing is abundantly clear. As a nation, we have not arrived at this cultural moment of a sudden. It feels like it. It feels like this year we just looked outside and everything started unraveling. This has been brewing for decades, maybe even a long more than 100 years. And the success that the left has had in reaching this moment of critical mass should be a lesson plan for us. And that is, the way back is going to take perseverance and dedication and long-term planning. And we have plans. We have ideas and plans about how we can counter the effects of George Soros, about how we can oppose and undermine the illegitimate ideas of the left. But we can't do it without partners who are also committed to the long term. The way back is going to be, I think the road is clear. The way back is to grasp hold once again of biblical truth and make sure that in the church and in our ministries and in all the efforts we do for the Lord, that the Word of God is our only guiding principle. Churches are walking away wholesale from the Word of God and wondering why their churches are crumbling. So, John, we know what we need to do. I might paraphrase the scripture when it talks about the men of Issachar. It says they understood the times and knew what Israel should do. I believe we are there, but we need people to support us who also understand the times and know what needs to be done, because it's going to be a long road back.
And 2021 is no time to be discouraged, to pick up our ball and go home. We, in many ways, have made more inroads over the past few years than we made in the previous several decades. So this really is a strategic time to be moving forward, isn't it?
John, I would say it is indeed. And I would say it this way. What God has done in the elections of the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and what God used Donald Trump to accomplish through the federal judiciary, has dramatically changed the power structure of government in Washington, D.C. It almost doesn't matter who the left would put into the president's chair. That dynamic has changed dramatically. And I think that this is a measure of God's grace, a measure of God's restraining grace to allow us to continue. Remember, we care deeply about applying biblical truth to the culture, But at the end of the day, we care about the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's what's going to change the lives of men and women, boys and girls, and families will be changed and communities, and the whole nation has historically experienced great revival when God's Spirit moves in that fashion. When we stand for truth and when we defend freedom, we are defending the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are more committed than ever before in the year and the years ahead to defend our freedoms so that men and women, boys and girls can be saved and can know and live with Christ forever.
Well, Frank, I am so thankful for what the Lord did at D. James Kennedy Ministries and through D. James Kennedy Ministries in 2020. I'm very excited for 2021. We've got work to do. We got to get cracking on it with the help of our donors and the Lord's help, but I'm thrilled about what we have coming up. Thank you for your leadership, and thank you for having me with you.
Thanks, John. It's great to serve with you here. There is, as John just said, a lot to be done this year, and we are excited to embark upon the work the Lord has given us. We are not in the least bit discouraged about what lies ahead. Yes, like you, we're a little frustrated by some of the things we see behind us, but our goal is nothing less than a transformation of this nation through God's Word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Does that sound ambitious to you? I hope so. As Christians, our plans always should be, as Dr. Kennedy shares in his message, attempt great things.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. May I ask you a question? Are you attempting great things for God? Are you expecting great things from God? Are you heeding this text? May I ask you this? What great thing? What great thing are you engaged in attempting for God right now? What great and mighty thing are you expecting God to do through you? God commands us to call unto Him for great and mighty things. I'm afraid that many Christians, however, never quite grasp the glory of the greatness of God. Our God is a great and wondrous God who delights in great and marvelous things. You know, He could have made a universe no larger than our solar system or smaller than that. He could simply have made this world. But He made an almost infinite universe consisting of billions of galaxies containing billions of stars. So great is His glory. Ah, but to hear many Christians tell it and to watch their lives, you'd almost think we have to rewrite some of the hymns. To God be the glory, small things He has done. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. A number of years ago, J.B. Phillips, the great Bible translator, wrote an interesting book with the title, Your God is Too Small. Well, now, wait a minute. I worship the great Jehovah God. Oh, really? Well, you never know it. It would seem sometime like we worship a God who's so small He just can't meet our problems, can't solve our dilemmas, can't provide our needs, can't do anything really significant in this world. We look around us and we see what the average person is doing and we think, well, maybe we'll try to do that. Maybe a little, just a little bit more. But how many Christians are attempting great things for God today? God tells us to attempt great things for Him, and He says that we're to do it by faith. We're to call unto Him, not in our own strength, not by our own power, but by the strength of God. It is in the name of Jehovah of hosts that David came against Goliath. Not in his own name. I like the supposed conversation that took place with young David before he went into battle. Someone supposedly said to him, But he's so big. Aren't you afraid of him? David said, he's so big, how could I miss him? And so they've been people that have been able to turn obstacles into stepping stones because they've trusted in God. And it's that faith that makes the difference. Faith which sees beyond what our eyes can see and our ears can hear. A faith that looks at God, who is the great problem shrinker. We're to call on God for great things. We are to do them by faith, and we are to do them for His glory. And that ultimately determines the value of anything that we do, whether we do it for our own glory or whether we do it for Christ's. What are you doing for Christ's glory? That finally is going to be the bottom line at the judgment. As the great Dutch theologian Abraham Kuyper said, a ship may be beautiful to behold. It may have streamlined lines. It may cut through the sea like a clipper ship. It may have magnificent sails blooming from numerous masts. It may cut through the waves with great ease. It may be a glorious thing to behold as its pennants flap in the wind. But all ultimately will depend on a small unseen rudder beneath the sea. And if that rudder is turned the wrong way, that ship, regardless of the beauty of its sails or hull, regardless of the treasures that it contains within its cargo bays, will end up a broken wreck smashed upon some unseen reef. And so it is with us. We may apparently reach the pinnacles of success in whatever our field may be. We may seem to accomplish great things. We may even seem to accomplish them for God. But when God looks at that small, unseen rudder beneath the waves, He will see whether it's turned to the glory of God or whether it's turned to the glory of self. And that will determine the value of all that we do. We are to attempt great things for God. And so again, I would ask you, what great things are you attempting for God? To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Ah, dear friend, so brief is our sojourn here, so quickly is the journey past. And ultimately the question will be, what have we accomplished for God? What did we do for Him? And He calls us to attempt great things and to expect great things for Him. It's not the greatness of our intellect. It's not the greatness of our ability to speak. It's not the beauty of our face or form. Ultimately, it is our faith. Our faith in the living God that makes a difference. How will it be in that day? When you see those who have done great and mighty things because they have trusted in Christ, and when you realize that your God meant what he said when he declared, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things," if you had but stepped out in faith and trusted him, how grieved will you be in that day that you have done so little for your God. Attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. May it be in each of our lives.
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, we should be attempting great things for God because he is a great God and is willing to do great and mighty things if we ask him. By God's grace and with your help, we have big plans for 2021. And as we begin the new year, it will help us to know what God has put on your own heart regarding our nation. I want to ask you to take our 2021 Spiritual and Constitutional State of the Nation survey. By getting this survey, filling it out, and sending it back to us, you will be helping us to know which issues are most important to you. God works through his people, and this is an opportunity to show us how you feel about the key challenges facing this nation. So please, contact us right away to receive your 2021 Spiritual State of the Nation survey. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. When you contact us, if you are also able to include a generous donation to help us with the ongoing work of this ministry as we charge forward into 2021, we will also send you the book, A Nation Worth Fighting For, 10 Steps to Restore Freedom. We got a mixture of good news and bad news in the 2020 elections. And after a year marked by the pandemic and violent riots in our street, it would be easy to be discouraged about the state of the nation. But in this important book, our friend Robert Knight takes a look at the ways the hard left and the secular left has subverted our culture. And he presents us with a roadmap from a biblical perspective to recapture the culture for Christ. It's an eye-opening book, but also an encouraging book, because it shows us that all is not lost and that we can indeed win this battle if we commit ourselves to it. Because God uses people to accomplish his will, as you have given generously, you can also be part of a mighty work of God in calling our nation back to Jesus and our Christian roots. We have a nationwide broadcast platform from which we can shine biblical light on cultural topics that most ministries are not able, or in some cases willing, to address on that scale. But we need your help to do it. We will send you the book, A Nation Worth Fighting For, 10 Steps to Restore Freedom by Robert Knight, as our thanks for your generous donation. And whatever you do, please make sure to contact us to receive your 2021 Spiritual and Constitutional State of the Nation survey. Fill it out and send it back to us as soon as possible. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. As we enter the new year, we turn the page, so to speak, on the year gone by. Of course, the calendar year is a fairly arbitrary way of marking the passage of time. Yet this custom is a helpful way of marking new beginnings. 2020 will be remembered as a difficult and challenging year, for some, a tragic year. Yet in embarking on a new year, this is a time for seeking the face of God and asking Him to make 2021 a year of redemptive grace. Let's pray together for a move of God's Spirit that many men, women, boys, and girls will come to know Him and to love Him and to obey Him. Let's pray for an end to this pandemic and a return to fruitful life for all. And on a personal note, we count your prayers for us as one of God's greatest blessings. Please pray for us as we continue our federal lawsuit against the anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center. Pray for us as we strategize to produce programming that shines the light of biblical truth into every corner of our increasingly godless culture. And for the sake of this nation under God, let's pray that God would restore the rule of law to the land of the free and the home of the brave. In just a couple of days, there will be an election in Georgia that will determine whether pro-life, pro-constitutionalists will keep control of the U.S. Senate, or if it will be handed over to those who promote abortion and use the federal courts to ram their leftist agenda down the throats of the American public. At base, this is a spiritual battle, as we witness, on the part of some, a rebellion against God. It's for us to call upon the Lord of hosts to rise up and vindicate His truth. Remember the exhortation of the Apostle James, "You have not because you ask not." In the new year ahead, let's not be caught short of asking God for anything He wants to do in America. Let's join together in calling upon our gracious God to have mercy on our nation and to glorify His name in a freely worshiping American church. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. And we are exactly that, Christian soldiers in the army of Christ. He is the captain of the well-fought fight that goes on before us.
This is a difficult time spiritually, and the division is deep. But just after the crucifixion, Jesus rose.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.